This is the Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of Scott Baio,
yes,
as the lady from 24 just was.
All right, Willard, thank you very much. You get Willard on your wedding day as well. Jessica and Cody, it's time now to get our move on and head down to Tiffany and Company. So we have your transportation lined up here. And since it's breakfast at Tiffany's, that whole thing, we've decided, excuse me one sec, we've gotten you a traditional checker cab.
You know what? Wait, here we go.
You never know what you're going to get here in New York in
some
a cab.
Drivers,
right, so let's check out our driver. Hey, it's Scott Baio. How are you?
You're stuck in there.
I'm here to take you wherever you guys need to go.
You're driving us?
Come on, get in.
Are you?
I get out and hug you, but I can't.
All right, just
stop that right now.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Yeah. Right. It almost works out, doesn't it?
It's almost rhythmic.
Just as cute as a peyote button. The Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
I'm a little hungry.
I sure am hungry right now.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I met...
Hold on a second.
Hold on, Mike.
Don's trying to change the subject.
You'll get your time.
I want pie!
I know, Powers.
What's happening?
Hey, I met her out at a U.S. Comedy Fest in Aspen, Colorado.
What was she eating?
Was that Marilyn?
Marilyn. And it was kind of odd because she was... I don't know what the deal is with her and Jeremy Piven, but we're involved with NetJets, and they had this little dinner. And she came. Jeremy Piven was there having dinner with like 30.
Well, I'm glad she came.
She had a good time.
She did indeed.
My girlfriend, who's wonderful.
Yes.
I love Janet.
Yes.
She just came by.
Nice
a
to see her.
A little ball of energy came bouncing in here with Buzz's birthday pie that she. My girlfriend is a fantastic cook.
Yeah.
You know, Mike and I have this diet challenge to lose 20 pounds each by Christmas.
Right. Yeah, I don't feel like trying hard, though.
Down 6.5, feeling good. But it's hard with a great cook like Janet around.
Sure, I'm down 11.
Wait, you're down 11 pounds?
11 pounds.
Really? That's good.
Congratulations. How could that be?
I worked my ass off.
How could that be?
I worked my ass off, so on Friday afternoon, round about... Right before dinner hour, I can have myself a big slice of all-American pie. President Noah Daniels is issuing an executive order. Break out the pie.
You didn't lose 11 pounds, though, did you?
For this argument, I did.
All right, anyway, Jan is a wonderful cook.
She is.
It's Buzz's birthday. She just came by during the commercials and dropped off Buzz's fresh from the oven.
Oh my God!
Apple pie and
why'd she let me smell it if I wasn't going to be able to taste a piece?
Mike is really not going to be able to continue the show unless he gets the pie.
I think I ought to cut into the pie.
You see, with a fruit pie, Mike, you got to let the goo set a little bit, and it's
poppycock.
It's still cooling. The pie is still very, very warm.
That's what I like. Buzz, you like it? We got any vanilla ice cream?
No, we don't.
Bring the pie in if Mike would like some. I know Janet would be more than happy to make you another one.
Okay.
He doesn't want to give up the... Now, wait a minute.
Let's talk seriously.
Let's think about food and this gentleman here. He enjoys his food.
Oh, of course.
Do you want the pie to be pristine?
I just don't want it to fall apart when into it. If we let it stand just a little bit longer...
What's a little bit longer?
Oh, I don't know, 20
minutes?
The
end of the show.
20 minutes?
Uh-huh. No, he's BSing. Hold on, let me call Jan.
I'm happy to share.
I'm going to tell you, I predicted
I'll
this.
I'll eat it with my
it's
hands.
It's such a beautiful pie that if we cut it now, it'll fall apart and nobody wants
I
that.
I predicted... this mm-hmm. when my girlfriend said
hello
hey, sweetheart
yes.
remember when I told you the best idea for Buzz's pie is to bring it to his house over the weekend. I said, if you bring it to work, there's not a chance it's going to get out of the studio
alive
with at least half Didn't I tell that
to you?
That's
why you're a soothsayer.
No. That was either we were going to call him and ask him if he wanted me to deliver it to the house.
Honey, didn't I tell you? Hold on.
But then
did I or did I not say to you it would be a bad idea? It would be a bad idea.
But she's already making it.
It would be a bad idea to bring the pie to work because it will be devoured by everybody at work. All I wanted to say is
to make two.
That is happening now, and that is why I'm saying to you, Buzz.
Yes.
She, in fact, will make a pie.
That's fine. Well, I am.
That
happy
you can have.
No. See, honey, this is why I offered to make two, so that everyone could have birthday pie, and then Buzz could have a pie.
Bingo.
Take home.
That's permission. Nice. Yeah. It's there birthday pie.
So
there
she'll
you
make you another pie, Buzz.
I'm happy to share. I'm happy to share. I just, because it's such
get to it, Skippy.
Such a beautiful pie.
Get
I wanted
to it. Carve it up.
To set before I cut it. That was all.
I just want a small piece. About the size of my right hand.
Jan, you got to know, Mike is dying just to dive into
I just
that
would
pie.
Like to have. I seriously.
That's why I suggested that, and you said, no, you don't do that at work.
I would like to have a little piece of pie.
We're going
to
have pie.
Well, Mike, I can bring you a pie.
Well, no, I don't need to be. I don't need. No, you don't understand the way I work. You see, as the golden boy, when I want something, I want it now. And what I want is the pie
well,
you
right
just brought in.
I'll go make a pie now and then just bring it back for you. How's
sweetheart, listen. Please listen to me. Mike's going to eat Buzz's pie. You can make Buzz another pie.
Mike's going to eat his pie.
We'll
feed me an apple pie.
Day I've been dreaming of.
We'll drop it off on Sunday. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Love you.
And Janet.
If you'd rather have something other than us, it's my pleasure.
How are you with blueberry?
I can make any pie you want.
Blueberry.
And Janet, if you doubt the seriousness of the situation, as soon as Mike saw the pie, he put his sunglasses on.
Dan, I got them on still.
His pie-eating glasses.
Yeah, just in case anything flies into my eye.
Like those chips.
Like those potato chips.
Yeah, I'll be pie-eyed.
Dive in face first.
Mm-hmm. All right, sweetie. I'll see you tonight. I love you. See ya.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Janet.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, bring
I'm
the pie.
I'm sorry about your pie, Buzz.
No, it's quite all right. All I need are a knife and some plates and some forks.
I don't
not
think.
Not really necessary.
I don't think.
Now, we're not going to plunge our hands into the pie,
that's
are we?
That's right. We are not going to.
Okay.
Right.
Then who is? Somebody,
Mike is.
Somebody is.
I look, if it's super hot, I don't want to burn my fingers,
yeah,
but
that could
there's
happen.
Only one way to find that out.
Uh-huh. Please, all right.
Bring the pie in.
Sorry.
He really doesn't want to.
I swear to God, Janet and I had this conversation. I said, Buzz is not going to want to share the pie, and it's not because Buzz is not generous. Buzz wants to bring this pristine pie home.
Really, don't you think something this beautiful deserves the respect of a proper knife and a plate? And
there you go, Mike.
Oh, I guess... It's going
to
be a no.
Oh, my God. And I want to tell you something. Janet makes a big family-style pie.
Oh, oh God. No. There it
oh
is.
God.
There's the first fistful.
How, is it hot?
How is
no,
it?
No, it's not hot.
It's a perfectly cool. Good temperature. Oh, man.
Isn't it good,
isn't it good?
It's fantastic.
Happy birthday. I'm eager to have some myself.
That's wonderful.
Wow. Isn't
she like that crazy?
Isn't she an outstanding cook, really? Isn't that like a good pie, like you'd go to a pie store to get?
I love apple pie. Fruit pies are just the best.
It's good.
Homemade apple.
It's really good.
Sugar and cinnamon on top.
Yeah. Isn't the crust, isn't the crust good?
The crust is good. And it really has one of those crusts
like a tent.
That have actually, you know, it's a tent over the
it's
top.
It's a mound of a pie. Yes,
it's
it is.
Very good.
That
very good.
Beautiful.
We've got paper towels upstairs.
Would someone grab Mike some paper towels, please?
I'd like some paper towels. Because I think this should be. I took just a little piece out of the corner.
Uh-huh.
And it should be done
that's
properly.
Right.
Here we go. Here's some more.
Would anyone else like some?
Some napkins. I would like some birthday pie, yeah.
All right.
Why don't you scoop Buzz out?
Would you like me to scoop out a piece with my ham?
Yeah, give me a scoop me out some, if you would.
All right. Let me just put my napkin down for you.
That's right.
I'm going to use my hand like a knife.
Very nicely done. You washed, right?
Yeah.
Is that the same hand you wipe with?
No. Here you go. It is a little warm.
Oh, that's so perfect. That's when it's the best, though, don't you think?
This is very good. Look at those apples.
Oh, it's set up very nicely. Thank
this
you.
This is great. You could eat the crust alone, and it would be a feast. This is delicious.
Mm. It is good pie.
This is really good. I'm glad she's not here to see this, though.
That make her mad?
Oh, it would drive her crazy that you're eating it with your hands.
Nobody gave me a fork.
Could I have a handful?
You want a fistful?
Yeah, go ahead.
Have some pie.
Rob,
do you want to serve?
Rob is actually. No, you go ahead.
All right,
go ahead.
Pie. Just kicks cake's ass.
Oh, it does. There's no
Mike's getting a big handful. Oh, that's for you, Mike. I didn't see it. Everybody's diving into this pie with their hands.
Oh, you know what's great?
What?
The apples are tart.
Yeah.
Really nice.
I just lifted up the bottom crust with my fingernail.
That's a sign of a good pie.
Yeah. Mm. But it's don't worry about it, fellas, because my pink eye is almost clear. My pink eye is almost fine.
Wow.
Okay, so.
You know what I'm doing now, seriously?
You're almost eating an entire pie by yourself. Yes, you are. You know, that is like a pie, seriously, that would feed 12.
What I'm trying to do is really just sort of edit it out so it can be cut normally, because there's a gaping hole. And right now it looks pretty good.
It does, in fact, look great.
We need to clean
a little bit up there.
Well, we can clean it up with a knife.
See, here's why Buzz is not going to take that home. Because now Buzz's, the memory that's been burned into Buzz's brain is of Mike and Rob like monkeys.
Plunging their hands.
Putting their hands deep into this pie.
Rob's got this ham-sized ham.
I can't seem to get it either.
You got to really kind of pick at the...
How's the ulcerative colitis, Rob?
It's good.
Oh, you know what? This is great for it.
Okay, good.
It's all fruit and shortening.
You washed, right?
Every day.
Delicious. That's good. I'm fine.
Not
I'm
a tomato in it.
I'm sated. I've had enough pie.
That's impossible. No one has ever had enough pie.
What do you want?
A little flaky crust to finish it off.
Let me edit this little piece.
Oh, God.
Right,
you know, there's nothing grosser than someone licking their fingers. I'm sorry. I hate that, Rob.
Can I lick my fingers?
Rob was just licking his fingers.
I mean, it's the only option I
Wipe
have.
Wipe them on the wall then, boy.
I mean, no.
Anything except licking your fingers.
That'll
God.
Bring
just turn your back.
Oh, Mike, that's gross.
He just doesn't want to see it.
Look, it's a Batmobile.
I'm all done.
Look away.
You're not going to fool me with that.
But I'm glad you thought about it.
Janet, if you're listening, that is a beautiful, amazing pie. Thank you.
It still is.
Tart Janet, apples.
If you're listening, there's not a chance she's listening to Mix 107 right now.
Okay.
But if they're playing a commercial on Mix 107, I want you to know that Mike raped the pie with his hands.
It is really good.
I like
really,
rape.
Really, really good.
That's my book.
No, Mike, that's where Rob's hand was.
I'm calling my book Mike Raped My Pie.
All right, no problem at all. It's all done. We can, and really, the back half of this pie is completely set for anybody to carve into it with a normal knife.
Absolutely right.
And look forward to a great last hour of
the
show.
What was that? I said, looking forward to it.
Look forward to the last hour of the show because energy will surge throughout our body.
Man, I am ready to run a marathon right now.
I didn't have any, and I'm pretty sure it's because of the drugs.
Really? You're not hungry?
No appetite.
No appetite, Jackson.
Yeah, that's probably right.
None at all.
Well you know what? You know what would be perfect?
You're missing a hell of a pie.
What would be perfect if we had vanilla ice cream?
Or some sharp cheddar.
I'm not a big one with cheese and pie.
Love
Do you
that.
Like cheese on your pie?
No.
Let's get whoever decided to come up with like snotty cheese on pie?
Cheddar is not snotty.
Apples and cheddar go together.
Absolutely.
No. My ass.
My ass.
This is good.
This has gotten ugly. This is just taking an ugly turn.
No, you want ice cream on apple pie. That's what you want to put on there.
Ice cream on pecan pie.
This is
happy birthday, Buzz. Oh,
thank you. This is just the best.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What
is that? That's us on the radio. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good show.
Hello.
Hello, speak to us.
Hello. I thought you were done eating.
Don and Mike Show. Just there was one hanging. It was a hanging chat.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don's and Mike's.
Yeah, hi. What's up?
Hey, guys. I got a classic Who Would You Do matchup.
All right, go ahead.
Both, apple or blueberry?
Both smoking hotties back in their day.
Who's that?
Martha Washington or Betsy Ross?
No, that's stupid. That's stupid. If I wasn't enjoying apple pie.
Betsy Ross. She's good with her hands.
I would go with Betsy Ross also. I think I saw a picture of her. A painting.
Or you could throw Dolly Madison in the mix.
Well, she made those nice cakes and pies.
Mm-hmm.
She's a nice-looking lady. Yeah, it smells so good. It really does. It's a nice pie plate, too.
It's beautiful. Deep dish.
Let me take my pie-eating glasses off.
Okay,
deep dish apple pie, topped with sugar and cinnamon.
The look that is half contentment and half makes me want to call 911.
His eyes are glazed over,
it's
aren't
good.
They?
Rob, come over here, please. Okay. Come over here and at least have the decency as
Rob,
a human being
come on.
To pick off that crust on the bottom there
have
that
some
you
more
didn't
pie.
Even,
The last time I had my hand in there, you were mocking my technique.
Okay, that's my part. See, that's my clean area of pie. And
there
then
see if you can be as
now,
clean.
Now, once again, they're digging in your pie with their fingers and their hands, Buzz.
Flaky crust, though, isn't it, Rob?
Look at this. Like,
how's that?
That's good.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Good.
Much
All
better.
Right, good.
Much better.
Well, you can see the crust is so ballooned over the pie filling that you can actually see, because that's flaky. That's the flaky
pie. That's right.
It's amazing how organized these orangutans are.
We're using tools.
We are.
No, you're not.
But you'll
using
enjoy
tools.
The pie.
You're not.
Just that's the part I have to have.
Mike, you just seriously.
How do you not eat that?
You know what?
Yeah, how can you not eat that? Mm-hmm.
Buzz, that pie is now no longer any good to you. Mike and Rob have eaten the guts out of that pie.
I will see. You know,
oh,
I
no. Probably, no, no. Hold on.
It's not going to make it out
you
of here.
You know what it is now? Oh, no, it's nothing more than an empty crust.
An empty shell.
And I'm telling you, this was like a restaurant bakery quality pie.
Like you see in pictures.
Yeah.
The crust is so good on the top.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to dive
in. He
into
just
that.
Reached right in and broke a piece off.
Like Rob. See, Rob just
look
showed
at that.
You how that's
look at
done.
That.
I'm serious. Mike and Rob have eaten already what literally at a party would be six pieces of pie for someone.
Six pieces of pie. You know, that's a three-piecer. Right there.
Three generous
let's
pieces.
Let's be four. Maybe four.
All right,
maybe
well, Buzz, four. It's time for the news.
Okay. Hi, everybody. This is the news.
You know, Mike, you really should... You really should make good on that and shoot him a free.
I'm sorry. You know, I apologize.
Even bad buzz can be good information.
I really did rape the pie. I'm sorry. I really looked
pie
good.
Pie raper.
Yeah, take a
it's
look
that
at
crust on the top.
Turn it around. May I see it? That this. You know what this is like?
I'm sorry.
We'll put a picture of it up on the website.
I'm not we proud should. Of this.
I'm not proud of
buzz
this.
Buzz's pie.
You know, seriously.
I'm really not proud
seriously,
of this.
Seriously. Take a picture of the pie.
We have to.
As it is right now.
Yes.
And put it on the front page of our website. Don't make it one of those confusing things where you got.
I'm not going to put my face on near the pie though, because I don't want fat jokes this week.
Where you got people who don't know where to click to find it? Please, guys, put it right on the front page of the website
and take the picture quickly, because the pie is not going to survive the rest of the show. I'm going to have some more myself.
And John, even though Mike doesn't want his face in it, how about one of Mike's hand in there? Just a Mike's hand in there.
There you go.
Scoop it up, Sam.
That's nice. Oh, that's going to be a nice picture. There we go.
And can you tell? Boy, I smell that all the way over here.
Isn't
that is
nice?
A great pie.
Yeah. Is there any good? I mean, and it's, you know, even though it's warm here in Washington, D.C., it is fall.
Right.
And apple pie, and that's the kind of scent you want to have.
My favorite.
It's the scent of a pie. That great movie with Al Pacino.
Birthday boy.
Yes.
Birthday boy. Yes. God damn, we've had a lot of commercial-free talk today.
Sure have.
So we got a break. We'll be right back for some news segments.
This is the Don and Mike Show.